saying, this is an O-King, about 10 years old, but the price was too good to pass up, and I figured I'd gamble, and I brought it home, stuck it in the charger, and the battery took a charge, and that's what I'm talking on right now. So, like I say, the price was too good to pass up, and I'm real glad it's working, because they made a pretty good radio, a little bit pricey when they first came out. So it's not in the same class as the Balfang, but we'll turn it back to you, Duncan. Good to talk to you, and yeah, come around, visit, and listen up. KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KO4JKB. Yeah, that sounds good, and you're right, that campground that I was talking about, you have to book it in a year in advance. And back in January, I was eyeing it because they book it up as soon as they're available. People want to book it, and I missed the window, so maybe 2024, who knows. But also, just think about simple things that usually have good parking, like Craggy Gardens picnic area, and also if you want to go more south, somewhere down in DuPont Forest, I don't know. But, the only field day I've ever went to...
KI4LZI4.
CI, go ahead, Andy.
Terry, something. That AB area up there we was talking about where the noise level's too high anymore. Ain't that same area where that antique radio place is up in Ash where they advertise it in QST?
KC4EZN, that's correct, Andy. It would be the parking building that you would park in if you were going to go visit the radio museum. That building is the building, when we were there, they would leave it unlocked at night so we could get in and out of the restroom. It's about a quarter mile walk from the top of that building down to the restroom. So when you got the first message, you needed to leave. But yeah, you're correct, Andy. KC4EZN.
Curiosity, how do they deal with the noise level? Being that all this ancient stuff is AM and HF, so on like that, how do they deal with the noise level? You got any idea?
I think basically most of their radios that they have for demonstration are old AM radios, and you know, you can pick up the two or three local radio stations for demonstration purposes, okay. As far as ham radio goes, one of the problems, and if you work it right, it can be an advantage, and if you don't do it as a disadvantage, is so much steel in that building, it's a parking deck, that you have to be a little bit thoughtful about your antenna. Antennas like a G5RV, antennas that use the feed line for part of the antenna, don't like to be close to things. Last year, I ran a 90-foot-long infed feathered coax and did pretty good, and then you know, some of the other guys got their antennas up above that. It worked pretty good, but it's all of the HVAC and all of that kind of stuff is what the background noise is. And some days it's good, and some days it's not. When it's not, it's kind of frustrating. Back to you, Andy. It's KC4EZN.
And just take over, but it was my understanding that that place was in that area, and being that all that was AM, and of course, for doing the broadcast frequencies, they can find one real close to do okay. But my experience with HF and MF both with the broadcast is that unless you're sitting right on top of the transmitter and you don't have some good filter, you're going to have noise out the wazoo. That's one thing I'm dealing with right here now with just HF here. I've got a meter base on the other side of my wall here that just eats my receive up. But before they put this digital meter base here, I didn't have it. So I was just curious about that. Whoever's to take it, go ahead. KI4 LZI Port.
LZI, KO4 JKB, KC4 EZN, KO4 HKX. It's anyone's game. It's up for grabs. Andy, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Because back about 2 years ago, I picked your ear about listening frequencies, and I still have a lot of questions. And it'd be good to get a big, huge place where we can do field day, where everyone can get together. But this is KO4JKB standing by.
4EZN, I think it's getting time to think about going QRT tomorrow. Tomorrow, according to my better half, is going to be a busy day for me. She hasn't given me the exact list yet. She just forewarned me. So, we're turning back to you guys. This has been fun and kind of interesting talking on this. Like I said, it's about a 12-year-old handheld. It's an Oshin KGUV1P or something like that. And like I say, I got a real good price on it, and I'm glad it's working. So it's nice to give it a work out here. We'll turn it back to all you guys, and I'll see you next time around, whenever that is, which maybe it'll be tomorrow night. We'll hear some of you. But anyway, back to whoever wants to take the ball next. This is Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, and I will be clear. Everybody have a good evening.
Hey, KO4JKB, still there, Patrick?
Here, Duncan, but I'm going to be short time myself so I can get ready for tomorrow. 5 o'clock comes off early.
A lot of HF radios that you have, and you're talking on the 991. Is that your favorite radio?
It's the one that's set up right now. I got the 7100, and it's kind of just set there. I haven't put a lot of effort into figuring out how to use it, and I need to do something with it. The 706, I was going to do the same thing you're doing. I just wasn't worried about the QRP. But then I found out that it is a battery hog. So it's just kind of there as a backup for anything else. Like right now, if I needed to, I could switch over and use it. That's kind of what it's for. And then I did make me a bag to do some QRP, or not QRP, but some portable radio with. That's my field day stuff with the 857 is what I use it for.
KA3JCA.
You got Patrick and Duncan here.
But I just was getting ready to turn the volume off and saw the radio off, and I saw the light was on, so I wanted to see who was on. But I have Sally on the telephone in Colorado, and she said to say good night. And I'll say good night to you and Duncan. I forgot you were called to the net tonight when I pre-checked in, but Sally's gone all week, so I had done that. But you guys have a good evening, and I will talk to you probably in the morning, KA3JCA.
I look forward to talking to you in the morning, and you tell Miss Sally we said good evening, and be safe out there, KO4HKX.
Here we talk to Richard a lot of times on DMR over here sometimes. KI4L's he got portable.
Put in the DMR also?
Donate an HT to me for me to use it, and as a result, I'm in DMR for now. Someone just give me one. They upgraded to a dual band. The one I got's just UHF only. They donated it to me, and that's how I got in the DMR. Someone donated one to me. We got a DMR repeater over here on Glassy Mountain. We do. And, of course, there's one up on Caesar's Head that's the heart systems machine. But if you have trouble getting into this here, you might not hear that one.
Into that one. I can't get into any of those DMR repeaters unless I'm down there from up here. I can get into the North Carolina PRN network and the Western North Carolina. There are, I think, seven or eight linked repeaters that cover Western North Carolina. and they are not on the Brandmeister network there or any other network. They're a separate group of repeaters all to themselves.
Get in, dug in the house with that, I can get into that Hart's DMR and see the thing. Where I'm at right here, if I move for two or three foot from where I'm at with it, I can get into our DMR machine on Glass and Mountain outside of Pickens. But someone donated that HT to me, and that's how I got involved with it.
I've been playing with DMR for, I guess, about a year and a half now, and I keep a DMR radio in the tool truck along with, it's a little handheld, little Anytone 878, but I keep it on the whichever repeater I'm closest to when I'm traveling around. So maybe I'll hear you on there one day.
Well, where I'm usually at, it's on one of those two machines, but other than the playing thing we do here on Tuesday evening on ours, I have yet to even hear anybody on them now, to be honest, but it might be just because I'm not listening at the right time, because this DMR even now is still very new to me.
I don't hear a lot of traffic on it, KO4HX for ID there to sync up with the repeater, but when the nets are going on, to be honest with you, other than this repeater here, the 610, I don't hear any repeaters near as active, nowhere close. And I monitor several of them throughout the day when I'm traveling around. And so I monitor the 610 or hang out on it most of the time just because there's more traffic.
DMR machine on Glassy here outside of Pitches. We have a plan. We start out on analog, go to DMR, then back to analog. We take and do that around by 8:10, 8:15, somewhere along that time on Tuesday evening, we do. And we go from the analog machine to the DMR and back. That's the most activity I ever get, ever find any activity on that period. And I don't know how many times I put my call light on the one up there on the Hart system. It's up there on Caesar's Head, absolutely nothing.
Let me leave you out now, okay? But Andy, are you on chat one or chat two, or what talk group are you getting on the Glassy Mountain one?
Right here, we're just local. You know probably as well as I do, there's a local, then you got all the other stuff that goes through the internet. Like I said, there's a lot about this DMR still I don't know. Still, I'll be the first to tell you. If someone hadn't given me that HT, I probably wouldn't be on DMR now.
I've got a hotspot, so that's what I use most of the time here at the house because of just location is just not very good for anything. I just have so much trouble here in this location. I've just kind of give up with trying to do any better than what I am right now.
And that part, mine's better than yours, but not much better. And as far as, and I don't think any of y'all want to come up that far down. We're planning on having a field day event. Our group is down here, but you know what I mean? I'm trying to think what they call it. Where the main, where you take the trash off to. And our fire department practices there, but I don't think y'all want to come this far down from up where y'all are to be down here. I know as much as I want to see and cost the gas, I wouldn't want to travel that far.
It's not that far. I can be in Pickens pretty quick from where I'm at.
Comes closer to that time, of course, I don't know that you can get in to 147.195 or not from up. I doubt it. But when it gets close to that time, if you can get into that repeater on our net on Tuesday evening on the analog side, we'll have more information about it then, but as far as everything I've been told in our group, we're going to have it, but trying to explain to you where it is, I don't know that I can because you're not familiar with the area.
I think I can hit that repeater just barely. Real scratchy, and people usually walk over top of me when I try to check in. But I'll see what I can do about monitoring and getting some more information about it. But, fellas, I am going to clear out of here. It's good to talk to Duncan and Andy. It's good to talk to both of you. And, Harry, if you're still listening. But, like I said, 5 o'clock comes early, so I'm going to bail out on you. And y'all be good. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
Later, it's just that, like I said, I don't know if y'all can or not. It's at the same spot as the DMR repeater is up on Glacier Mountain outside of Pickens. And whether y'all can get into it, I don't know. But y'all go ahead and Duncan from up there in Nashville, it's quite a distance for you. But if y'all want to, just keep that in mind, though.
How's the guy, KO4JKV? Yeah, I'm staring at my HT right now, and it's on DMR. I never got a hotspot, but I connected it to the local repeater here. I think, I'm not sure where it is, but, and I haven't had much luck with it yet.
If I remember out hearing some of the other saying, it's listed under WX4PG, the group call sign. This DMR repeater here on Glassy Mountain is. But you would have to, where some of y'all are, I'm almost sure you'd have to go through the internet. I don't see y'all being able to get into it. And like I said, y'all know on this probably about as much as I do. Someone just give me this HT and I've been experimenting. And we do that on Tuesday evening and that's really all I know about it.
JKV. Yeah, I got about 2 years ago, I got this Anytone 868 DMR radio, and I use it every day for FM, because it is an amazing radio. It's better received than I'd put it up against anything, even Yaesu's and Kenwood's. But its main claim to fame is the DMR section, which I'd never really used it. I never got a hotspot. But I did get a code plug for the DMR and the local repeaters. And let me let this drop. Still listening. I think this is going through High Top Mountain here in Western North Carolina. And the DMR code plugs I have in it are... It has Worldwide English, North America, and then it has like TAC 310, TAC 311, TAC 312, and then Southeast, and then Western North Carolina. Let me let this drop one more time. My code plug is good because there is a guy out in Waynesville, North Carolina, that holds a DMR net every week, and I can hear him, and I can talk to him, but that's about it. I can't really hear much. I guess you really need to be plugged into a hotspot or something. But the question to you, Andy, is if you have your DMR radio, and there's a good chance that our repeaters, disconnected from the internet, well, the Brandmeister, we might be able to connect to each other. So what kind of settings do you have on your radio? KI4LZI, KO4JKV.
4LZI portable Friday. To be honest, buddy, other people set the code plug up for me. Because like I told you, I know very little about it. I know I can, we do this on Tuesday evening here, I can get in on this repeater, on Pickens Local, as we call it, Pickens Local. But there is other means going through the internet, but I've still got a lot still to learn about all this here. You probably as up to speed on this as I am. I know I can get into this and here when we do that on Pickens Local. And I can do the one on Caesar's Head up there, like I was telling him a while ago about. It's on the heart system. It's considered Greenville Local. But a lot of it, I think, is on PRN Network, I'm thinking.
KB, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I really haven't done much on DMR. Every once in a while, I have an app on my phone called Hose Line, like a water hose line, hose line. And you don't have to have a call sign to check it out. Well, maybe you do. I can't remember. But you can check out what's going on the Brandmeister talk rooms and stuff. And that's kind of appealing to me. You know, it's not radio, it's internet radio, but sounds good. But I'm curious to know, Andy, on your DMR radio, the selections you have, do you have anything that says Southeast United States, or do you have something that says WNC or like North America? The reason I'm asking is I'd like to try to see if we could talk to each other on DMR right now.
For sure, I'm not real sure though. Like I said, the most I've ever used it on is right out here on Pickens Local, and it's possible, but I'm still too ignorant enough about it to be certain about it.
KB, that sounds good. And we'll touch back on this subject later. One more question for you at the very end, because I'm getting ready to go to bed. Well, actually, I'm going to go in bed and watch YouTube videos about my future QRP radio. But just recently I realized that if you want to listen to AM hams, you go to the very upper end of the band, and that's really been good. Is there any... what is a really interesting frequency to tune into that many of us listening right now don't know of? Any frequencies that I should write down, over?
LZI portal. For AMHF, you want 7290, 7295, 3885, 3880. 3875. And there's some up on 160, but right offhand, I don't remember right now what they are. And there was one on 20 meters, 14285 or 286, one, but the 75 and 40 meter ones are the ones that's most active.
Those down, I think 729, 7295, and, 3885, and I got it, but I'll check it out. But Andy, you're definitely steered me in the right direction, because since I got my HF radio, I just don't use it to transmit. I listen, and I turn it in different modes and spin up and down the dial and try to, and I'm also, I follow this post called SWLing, I guess it's shortwave listening. And it's about a lot of broadcast stations across the world. I'm very interested in listening to some of that stuff. And I do it early morning. Sometimes I wake up 5 in the morning, way earlier than I should. And before I go back to bed, I'd say, let's just turn the radio on, turn the dial. Over.
My problem right now, when he was talking about the noise, they come up and put a new meter base here in. I guess, I don't remember, it was a few years ago, 4 or 5, something, I don't remember the exact time. And when they did, they tear up a lot of what I have trying to listen on HF period, and AM's even worse. It's just on the other side of the wall from my HF rig, and I have noise that is unbelievable, that I didn't have when it was an analog meter here. And that's kind of what's hurting me on even trying to attempt to do anything with HF right now.
JKV. Well, that's understandable. But I don't know if you know where I'm operating from, but I'm in the worst conditions imaginable. So I have all kinds of RF chokes on my lines, and luckily I have a radio with decent filters. So any given day on HF, my noise floor is about an S5 to S7. I just deal with it. So you could probably hear my cat in the background. But, that's why I like to go up to the parkway where you have a really nice noise floor. So, but don't let it dampen your spirits, Andy. If you have a bad noise floor, do some toroids or some RF chokes. Do what you got to do, over.
I'm seriously attempting to do when I find the right ones that'll work for the frequency and all, but that's what I was asking Harry about. Up there near where he was talking about, at that, where all that antique radio gear is up there at that place up there, all that is AM. And all that stuff was medium frequency AM and HF AM, other than CW, and you would think all that would tear that stuff up that they got up there, but apparently they get through it somehow. You ought to go up there and see that. I'd like to go up there and see it myself someday, but I don't know if I'll get to. It costs gas, but they got some very primitive ham gear and broadcast gear both up there.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Hey, Duncan. Hey, Andy. It's KL4NUE. Just want to let you know, Duncan, you know the SwapNet has got a QRP rig on it for sale. I've got the QRP rig here. At the house in storage. It's brand new in the box. I have looked at it. It's all there. I don't think it's ever been used. But I can send you some pictures of it if that's something you're interested in. And just want to let you know.
TV, KO4JKB. I'm all ears. What do you have there behind the curtains?
On the SwapNet, you can go to the Blue Ridge homepage, and it's listed there. You get the model number, and you can Google, get some images or whatnot. Kind of down in my back a little bit and don't want to get off the heating pad. But if that's something you want to see, if you'll email me your email address or telephone number or something, I'll text you some pictures of it tomorrow. But it's a little bitty thing. It's probably 4 inches wide by 8 inches long and maybe an inch and a quarter thick. I'd say the whole thing weighs less than 3 pounds easily. And, if you're looking for QRP, I'd say that'd be the one. And probably can talk with Dave and work out a price. I'd say probably work with you a little bit.
KO4JKB. That sounds good, and I will definitely look that up, because once you said QRP, my ears just point straight up. So yeah, that's what I'm definitely wanting, something very functional and a mature QRP rig. And like you said, I'm saving all my money for hamvention, but I will check that out. Thanks for pointing that out to me. I'll look it up right now.
Why you got Chad in there, Duncan? Remember what you was told earlier about Simplex Operations? He's also the one you need to talk to about that, so talk to him about that while you got Chad here. And I'm going to go back just to listening for now. KI4LZI4.
Thanks, Andy. KO4JKB. Yeah, KO4NUE. Chad, since I got you on here, I want to talk to you about it. Digital modes, talking, sending an email, a Winlink. I have everything set up. My radio, I'm looking at it right now, the FT891. I can do FT8. I can, you know, do parks on the air, FT8 all day long, la la la. But trying to send email through Winlink, I've done all the tweaks. It just does not do it. I don't know if I'm doing not enough power, if my SWR is not good. It's just a big thing. But I know you can't answer this in one call, but I'll talk to you later about that. But that's one thing that's just bothering me.
Yeah, that can get complicated pretty quick. I've probably got a solution for whatever problem you're having. But Winlink is really picky about the configurations page. My suggestion to you is start off with packet first. And if you'll download the UZ7HO sound modem, you can use it for packet, and it's got some really good troubleshooting features on there. Let you know whether the modem is talking to the radio and the radio is talking to the computer. If you don't have that, it's really difficult to troubleshoot what the issue is. But I've got a PowerPoint slide of all the configurations. Set your radio on this. Push this button, do that button, set your configurations just like this, and that makes things a whole lot simpler. But, you know, I just shoot me an email, and I'll get the information to you. Let me let this radio drop. What I'm going to tell you is I have got some 3 or 4 miles of communication wire that makes absolutely excellent QRP antennas. Stuff is rugged, it's tough, and they're not hard to build at all. So if you need some wire and want to build your own, just let me know, and I'll get it to you.
KO4JKB. Well, thanks a lot, Chad, for that information. And, yeah, that's exactly what I'm stumped on in the digital corner of HF radio. I'm sure you heard what I talked about earlier, that I'm trying to use Winlink just to send a simple email or a text to somebody. Let me let it drop. Soon after I got my 891, I plugged it up. I got it, if you heard earlier, I can do FT8 all day long, no problem. But as soon as I go to the other program for Winlink, just no dice. And I go into the settings many times. I'm just, preaching to the choir. But, I'll email you. This definitely nothing we can solve right here over the air. But I'm doing something wrong, or, I don't know, something's doing wrong to me. But, anyway, that's a goal of mine, besides getting the ultimate QRP radio. But I'm still hanging by. I don't know who's out there. Chad and Andy and Patrick, if you're still out there, come back. I'll be hanging out.
KO4NUE. Let me. What type of TNC are you using, Duncan?
4 JKB. TNC, when you... I'm not sure. I just went by what YouTube told me to do. I have a USB for cat control into the 891, and then I have a, I guess the TNC would be like just a cheap $20 sound card that plugs into my computer, and it has like a three-ring thing out, eighth inch out of my receiver going into that that sound device. So, yeah, I'm not very eloquent on my knowledge of computer things, but I guess, long story short, it works on FG8, but not on Winlink.
So that's the first problem. So the TNC that I'm looking for is a software-driven TNC that you download. It's free. One of them you can use is UZ7HO sound modem. You will have to have a sound modem to work with Winlink, and you download that on the computer. You will also have to have VARA. If you want to send email on HF, then you'll need to download VARA HF. That's V-A-R-A HF. And then while you're at it, go ahead and download VARA FM for 2 meter. You must have those modems, software modems, or TNCs, to interact between Winlink and the computer. It's not going to work. FT8 is a totally different animal, but you must have those modems to operate with Winlink. If you don't, it's not even going to probably won't even cat control the radio.
For NUE, Q4 JKB. Okay, I wrote that down. So whatever I'm configured in my computer, it's just not going to work unless I have VARA, V-A-R-A-H-F, for HF, and then VARA FM. And that just reminds me, I was just looking on VARA repeaters or whatever, go pass-throughs, and I saw that you came up, you're, I guess, an official VARA FM hotspot, I don't know what you call it, a transponder, whatever, but that makes sense. I'll look into that. But let me let this drop for a second. I was going through the Winlink thing, but VARA FM is a certain protocol, and so is VARA HF, obviously. Well, I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know, but I got nothing. Back to you, Chad.
Okay, roger that. So once you download those two sound modems, you can use either one you want, depending on what the gateway is using. Some of them are able to handle VARA, and some of them just use, packet. And it's not always easy to tell which one the RMS gateway will accept. But just remember, to find your gateways, you're going to use APRS/FI. You just type that in on the old Google machine there. And anything that ends in a -10 is a gateway. Anything that is a -7 or below is going to be a store and forward kind of deal. So, in other words, look at a dash 5 or a dash 7 as a bus or a train, and your dash 10 will be the destination. So you always want to try to access something that is a dash 10 to, you know, to send your email. So basically the way that works is you have an RMS station that's plugged into the internet, and they're using their radio to listen. When you want to send an email, you just contact that gateway, or the software will, and you write out an email, and it sends it to the gateway. You can send text messages, you can send emails, and you can also do peer-to-peer without any gateway. In other words, radio-to-radio, which is kind of nice. That's, if you think about that, that's really neat to be able to send, you know, an email from person to person. So, but you gotta have those, you gotta have those sound modems stuck, and it's not gonna work without it.
For JQB. Well, thanks for that information. I tried to write down as much as I could, and that's a lot. And I think I need to go back to the drawing board. I feel like a little newbie a giraffe trying to walk for the first time. If you've ever seen videos of that, it's hilarious. That's what I am in Winlink. I wrote down some of that stuff. I should start off with packet radio and just see if packet radio works. So that's a good, I guess, canary in the coal mine. If at least try to get packet radio working, and if that works, maybe I'm on the right path. Over.
That. So anything that a gateway that runs VARA, the RMS gateway custodian has to purchase a registration key to run VARA, and that's $70. Not to you, but to anybody that wants to run a gateway. So a lot of guys just won't pay it, and they'll just run packet, which I like packet a whole lot better, because there's just more stations that use it. But I will say that if you run packet, you're going to be restricted to 1,200 baud, which is, I mean, it takes like 4 or 5 seconds to send an email at 1,200 baud. But VARA will allow you to send at 9,600. That's pretty quick. So if you're running an EOC or something, you won't VARA, because you've got a lot of stations sending traffic, and you want to get that traffic in and out quick. But just the general user is plenty fast enough, and you know you don't have to spend any money at doing it. But I will say this about Winlink. It's extremely difficult to do that by yourself if you don't have somebody. YouTube is great. It really is. But you can't ask YouTube questions. And you have to follow along with somebody else's train of thought. And that's not always easy to do. But you just let me know when you're ready, and I hope you get it set up so you can, you know, you can get it set up and running. But it's a pretty neat system. It works. It works really good. There's a lot to it, though. A lot.
NUE, KU4JKB. Yeah, excellent, excellent advice there. Thanks a ton, Chad. And I will definitely get with you later, because that is one of the horizons that I like to see to fruition. Give me a second. Since my new HF ham radio journey, one is CW, which I'm just obsessed with it. I love it. But the other thing that's in the back of my mind is like the one that got away was being able to send an email of HF, and I just cannot do it. But I wrote down all these notes, and I will. I'm going to try it again. If I have any problems, I'll message you. Because that is one of the most important things. Because one thing about radio is being able to communicate to other people without the assistance of an infrastructure. But another thing is being able to send email. So when if internet is down in the area that I'm in, but I know that another area does have email. This is for those still listening. Can get a message to them. And that's really important to me. I've been trying to flex that muscle, and I have the radio, I have all the cables, I have a great computer, just have not done it. And Chad, thanks for talking me through that, and I've taken up all these notes, and that's my goal of 2023. To successfully send an email and a text via Windlink. Thanks a bunch.
Roger that. Well, when you're ready or you get stumped, like I said, give me a holler. You got a pen. My telephone number is 864-915-9166, and just shoot me a text. Let me know, you know, who you are, because I don't answer the phone for numbers I don't know. But just text me, and I'll get in touch with you. But yeah, it's a pretty neat system. You know, anybody that's emergency based, you don't have to have it, but boy, it's really nice. And some of the nodes, the gateway I've got here, it will store and forward without the internet. It's a lot slower, but if there's no internet, there's no internet. You know, if you have to take what you can get. But it's a neat system, the way they got it set up, and it works really well. I think that's something you'd enjoy.
For NUE, KU4JKB. Yeah, it sounds good. I'm gonna give it another go this week. That's my week goal. So yeah, thanks for giving me that information. And another thing I'd like to say, I want to get down there and meet y'all for a meeting, but I know you guys have meetings, I think, the first Monday every month, and that's when I'm doing this, but maybe someone will sit in for me one day so I can get down there and meet y'all. But thanks for the help, and yeah, much respect, and I'm going to look into that, because that's one of the things that it stumped me, and I cannot figure out. So I really want to figure out. So thanks, Chad. KU4NUE, KU4JQV. I'll be standing by after your final.
I'll send you the cheat codes or the short codes to send text messages when you get Windlink up and running. And the thermal belt meets the third Thursday of every month, and we do Zoom if you want to attend. We will be doing a field day this year at the American Legion Post. I don't know that we're going to run 24 hours, but we're emergency transmitting station for Telarc, which is Telarc is the American Legion radio club. So we're working on getting our own call sign. So we'll be testing it out at field day, getting all the bugs worked out for that. But just let me know, and we'll be glad to help you with whatever. So just want to give you that info. One other thing before I let you go.
10UE, KO4JKB. Thanks for the information, and I wrote that down. But one thing that I wanted to talk to you about really quickly was the thermal belt. Someone mentioned that earlier in the net that do you guys do a simplex net via the thermal belt over?
Roger that. We do a pretty complex intuitive simplex net, and basically the way that we're given a time slot and you transmit for 1 minute. You know, you transmit whatever you want to transmit for 1 minute in a given slot. And let's say there's 30 people. Those 30 people listen while you transmit and they record. Well, I could hear Duncan, I could hear Chad, I could hear Gary. And you're given a score sheet to score who heard who. And then the club officers will take that data from all of the club members and we'll put it into a spreadsheet and send it back out to the participants. And that spreadsheet can be used to be your pathway to know, okay, in an emergency, I can, if I want to get a message to Gary, but I can't hear Gary, I can contact Chad. Chad can relay to Gary what my message is. So it's a pretty useful tool. I did not develop the program. One of the operators in Pickens County EOC, he developed the program on how to do it. So I'll make sure he gets the proper credit. He has a YouTube video on how it works. You can check it out. KF4GGK, I believe it is. Really nice guy. And it's a really good program the way he developed it. But you can check that out up too. He's got a YouTube channel. See how it works and all, but it works really well. So if you want to get added to the list, just let me know, and the next one we conduct, we'll add you to the list. Over.
Can you eat you for JKB? Yeah, maybe you don't want to say all that, all the information right now, but yes, go ahead and enter me to that list. I think that's more important skill to develop and camaraderie than that wind link I was talking about earlier. So I'll send you an email, and that sounds good. That's some good fun radio, and very useful and very important.
Can you open the KF4JVI repeater from your location?
I barely copied that. One more time.
Are you able to open the squelch on thermal belt's repeater from your location?
I haven't tried. What's the frequency?
145330. 145330. PO tone of 91.5. PO tone 91.5. Negative offset. Call sign is KF4JVI. KF4JVI.
At the frequency is 145.330. Might be a 2, but I think it's 145.330. Tone of 91.5, negative offset. And the is KF4KBI. Over.